the best time of
We're going to try to get back into the Christmas spirit, the Christmas mood.
We have to.
No, we'll try. But I think we still have to pay attention to what people are thinking and saying about what has happened. And it isn't so much just the situation in Connecticut, but it's the overall discussion. It's the tone. It's the attitude. We have, I mentioned this earlier, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here, and our take on the news, regular and irregular news. I was on a plane coming back from Los Angeles yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was scrolling through the various things that were available on the video.
On your DigiPlayer.
Yes, whatever that thingamabubber is. I came upon a movie called Lawless.
Okay.
And it starred Shia LaBeouf. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, okay. And Gary Oldman and some other people whose names you'd recognize. So I watched it for a few minutes. It was about the 1920s. In rural southern America, where all the stills were and all of the corruption and the basic horrors of prohibition. This movie, Jennifer, was so violent, so damnable. After 14 minutes, I went away and I didn't sleep last night. I said to Meredith, I sort of tossed and turned and it has stayed with me. And that's the kind of stuff that people who are being critical of what's being produced by those in Hollywood, this is the kind of stuff that they're focused. This is the kind of violence that they're talking about.
How come you watched it then?
I didn't. I said I shut it off.
Oh, you shut it off. Okay, just a few minutes.
When I got to
you.
Yeah, I watched it long enough to get the
got
drift
it.
Of what it was, the horror that was portrayed by Gary Oldman's character and some others, just basically a wholesale slaughtering of humans. And how do people find this entertaining? I don't get. I mean, I will tell you that I do watch action movies and you know, the James Bond kind of thing, I suppose. Will I go see Tom Cruise in his new movie? Yeah. Although I'm betting that the box office will be off on that. There's a difference. I don't know what the difference is. Maybe I shouldn't go see it. I don't know.
You know, I'm kind of with you, though, because there are certain movies where I go, ugh, can't watch it. But the James Bond movies have this air of fantasy to them, so you kind of, I guess it's more acceptable watching the violence. But it's still, impacts our psyche in some way.
In some way. And so what I've said before many, many times, it gets underscored here. The last thing that you think about or the last thing that you see or hear as you go off to sleep is what your mind, that's the gear your mind is in as you try to go into, or you don't try, but you're hopefully going to go into some REM sleep. And those images, they get ensconced in your brain, and they stay there. And so if you want to have a good night's sleep, I suppose you start with that. You don't watch this sort of thing. You don't read that kind of a book. You don't go to some of these horror movies that are so prevalent today.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many other things. This discussion will not stop. I think the good thing about, other than the news elements of the funerals, my God, I saw this yesterday and I wanted to scream. These idiots at the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, thinking about protesting.
We're going to picket. I mean,
mm-hmm.
That so enrages me. It so enrages whatever sensitivity I have. And somebody got upset with me in Utah on a radio station, and they actually took the program off because of something I'd said. This is a station that people that ran it didn't listen to me particularly carefully, and so they did a snap judgment based on what I said. And I don't even remember what the exact statement was I made, but if I was true to myself, and I am, I said something about religion being the cause of most of the conflict in our country and in our world. And it is. And is there a lot of good that comes out of some religion and some religionists? Of course. But there's also this kind of crap that comes from these A-blankers, and where do these people come from? What kind? I mean, you talk about mental illness. That's what this is. These people at this church are mentally deranged. to the point of being out of control. What do we do with them in our society? Well, a lot of hackers got at them, and they released a lot of home addresses and emails and phone numbers of church members. Is that appropriate? Yeah. In this circumstance, it is. But this kind of anger and this kind of resolve to do things that are so beyond what normal, reasonable people would accept. We accept them because we believe in the freedom of people expressing themselves. And then, you know, you get into these other things.
Which is fine. You can express yourself in a way that doesn't involve stepping on the rights of someone to be buried in a classy and peaceful way. I mean, these are, you know, and that's the thing. These guys have every right to say what they want to say. That's fine. Just don't do it and interrupt my burial service.
They have the right to do that. That's what their position is. They have the right to express themselves on the street, the public street that's across the street from the cemetery or something like that. At any rate, I don't know whether they showed up yesterday at the first funerals.
I don't think that they did, actually. I think that it was just a thought that they were going to. And
Yeah. But you see, it's that kind of extremism. There was actually, Michael, have you got the clip from Joe Scarborough that we played earlier? I'm going to sort of, we can't spend all our time on this today. We really can't. But there is an appropriate measure of concern that we all have. And I'm going to express it or have it expressed in two different ways. First of all, an email that came from Marty Green, who's associated with our affiliate WAYY. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he sent you a copy of this, but I'm going to read
it. I didn't get it, no.
He wrote about Newtown because he has spent time there because one of his children lives there. So he's visited. He describes it as a beautiful small town and gets into the question of solving the violence. I have no answer, only more questions, he writes. Is it a gun problem? Is it a mental health problem? Is it a media problem, a video game problem, religious problem, single parent problem? And he summarizes it as being an evil problem, but I would say yes to all of those things. It is all of those things, and perhaps even more. So is there a simple solution to this? No. And only people who are dull will come up with a simple solution. And he goes on to talk about Adam Lanza and what he's learned about Adam Lanza and suggests that we need more love and understanding. Hug your children, hug your grandchildren, no matter how old they are. Yes, 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 yes. It's so exasperating. And I listened to some of the stuff on some of the talk radio programs in Los Angeles yesterday, and I was ashamed of some of my brethren and what the approach was. So blatantly political.
Well, that's it. They're turning it into a very simple issue. I mean, Marty has it right. It is all of those things. And it's, you know, what it really boils down to is starting with yourself and your family and taking ownership over, you know, kind of taking ownership over your family and making the decisions that sometimes are tough that are right for you. And, you know, I don't know. I think that's the only small thing that we can do. I mean, it's changing one thing at a time. If you don't like the violence in movies and video games, take them away from your kids. Don't watch the movies. That's the only power.
Why would you not know what your children were doing in the first place?
It's the only power that we have. That's all that we can do.
Well, I don't necessarily
agree. It is. In our own life, I mean, the first thing is it starts with you. So like you did on the plane, if that movie was too violent for you, good for you for shutting it off. Because eventually, everything in our economy right now is based on supply and demand. If there is no demand for these disgusting, nasty movies, Hollywood's not going to make those disgusting, nasty movies anymore. And it seems really simplistic, but it has to start with us. We always are waiting for this big explosion to go off and say, this is what's going to happen and things are going to get better. But until we change it here first, that's the only place where it starts.
This kid was taking 7 college-level courses and has received some pretty good grades, had a good GPA, went to computer classes, studying American history. There's a lot of talk about the mother. She said that he was a sick kid to one of his teachers. You're going to see a lot of this on
a lot of
news programs.
2020, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
one right. Univision in hindsight.
800-510-8255. As I said, I don't want to make the day all about this. I'd like to get back to some sort of normalcy, although this screams for our attention. But you kind of have to bring yourself back around to the realities. And what a shame that this has dampened the Christmas spirit here. And will, there's no way that this is going to basically set the tone for Christmas, whether you let it or you don't let it. I suppose it's a degree, and that you have to decide for yourself. But
one thing that hit me last night, though, and the reason that I've been so let's try to move on as much as we can, is that these were the sweetest little baby faces that you've ever seen, and I'm sure that they loved the holidays. And so, to honor them, I feel like we almost have to embrace still some of the season, because
but not in a superficial way,
in a meaningful way is what I mean. It's not about the presents, but it's about that holiday spirit that I think, you know, I mean, that childlike spirit that makes the holidays what they are.
Yep. Mental health problems are the scourge, and drugs and children on drugs, and what we were talking about yesterday about these people in these schools that are so eager to give drugs to children, the ads that you see for some of these drugs and how they're being dispensed is a national outrage. It really is a national outrage. 800-510-8255. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play. Day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies. So with a whole troupe of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on Emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Okay, take a deep breath. We move on. 21 after on Good Day.
officers have now shut down a rat breeding business here in California due to animal neglect. That's, you know, things are bad, okay? Well, your business is too unsanitary for rats. That's pretty bad. They say this rat farm was roach infested. How bad is that? Hey, there's roaches in my rats. Oh, we can't have that. Oh, well, I'm not going to go there. There's roaches in the rats. Oh, rats in your roaches. I don't know which is worse.
The ABC Television Network has confirmed that it has a deal with Justin Bieber to develop a sitcom based on his life. Which makes it. How is Justin Bieber's life at all conducive to a situation comedy? What situations does he get into? I can't believe I crashed my Ferrari again. Mom's going to kill me.
Some international news. Today, North Koreans celebrated the one-year anniversary of Kim Jong-un taking power with a big rally. Kim Jong-un was like, you shouldn't have. While North Koreans were like, you made us.
Hey, you know, this raised a few eyebrows Wednesday night when Barbara Walters asked Governor Chris Christie if he was too fat to be president.
Wow.
Well, a lot of people are criticizing Barbara for asking that question. But in fairness, Barbara asked that exact same question when she interviewed William Howard Taft, okay? So I don't think that's at all unfair.
I'm very excited about this. The new movie, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, came out today. Yeah. But I heard it was almost 3 hours long. Marking the first time people were like, yeah, I'm going to save myself the time and just read the book.
That's pretty funny.
Funny.
Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno. I didn't say any Conan there. It was just Kimmel and Fallon and Leno, right? I think.
That's what it sounded like, yep.
All right, so we do have to find some normal to get back to some of the things that we try to do here on the Good Day program. From her television program yesterday, Wendy Williams talked with one of the members of her audience about how to tell family members that in this circumstance, she's been invited to a wedding. She doesn't have a date, so does she need to do something extraordinary?
I recently got engaged in May.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And all my family, friends, and coworkers keep asking when I'm going to set the date. I really haven't had time. My fiance's going back to school, and we're working a lot. So I don't know how to tell them that I don't really have a date yet without being rude or offending them. What do you think I should say?
Don't worry about being rude and offending. I do have to say it is kind of odd, you know, when a woman, you know, many of us, you know, being married is high up there in our goals of things we want to do. Once we finally get engaged, we either have the date right away because we fantasized in our minds, or we certainly have made it before. I mean, it's been 7 months.
Yeah, I know, but it's expensive, and we have to save up.
Okay, so that's what you tell your family. So it's not about setting the date. It's about setting the budget,
right,
meeting the goal, and then the date. Well, you tell your family that and let them know they can always send you a few dollars to help you along the way.
Speaking of getting married, Jennifer Aniston apparently is pregnant, Jennifer. You get that from all of the things she has a bump?
She's been pregnant about, if I had a dollar for every time she's been pregnant, I'd be a rich woman. But people are saying that she was out in L.A. over the weekend and that she was holding her scarf in her bag in kind of a interesting way. And
really?
They think that maybe now she truly is carrying around a baby.
I was out in L.A. over the weekend. I didn't see her. Did you? You were out over the weekend in L.A.
I was out in L.A. over the weekend. And no, I did not see her walking around. Sometimes we spend our weekends apart because, you know, we spend the whole week together.
Yeah,
to be best
friends.
Right, that's it.
So another wedding rumor, Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson. She's had, what, one child, and she may be pregnant again, too. Is that right?
Right. Most likely she is pregnant. She's holding off on making that announcement. But the rumor is that she's going to Hawaii on the 21st for celebrating the end of the world, perhaps. And if not, if she makes it, then she's
going to
get married.
Going to Hawaii for the end of the world. That's a great place to celebrate the end of the world.
I've heard it is, actually. I don't know. Some spiritual person said to climb a mountain there. I don't know.
And Kelly Clarkson is getting hitched as well?
Yeah, she got engaged over the weekend, too.
Wow.
It's in the water. Watch out.
Big time. Everybody's getting married.
Whew. Everybody but us. Everybody but me.
No comment. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Even though the weather is getting colder, that doesn't mean the end of growing season. In fact, The upcoming months are prime time for some of the top delicacies in the world. Oregonians are all about truffle season and the upcoming truffle season in Eugene. We're talking hands-on cooking classes, foraging courses, even instruction on how to train truffle hunting dogs. In Carmel Valley, California, winter means mushroom season at the Bernardus Lodge, where you can go on foraging treks and try out everything from mushroom-infused cocktails to a mushroom-themed menu at their restaurant. Prefer a more hands-on experience? Then head to South Florida, where those spiny rock lobsters are in season right now. Or try Northern California for something called monkey-faced eelfish. You heard it right, monkey-faced eelfish. These guys look a little like cartoon characters, but you can seek them out with a company called Sea Forager Tours. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
How about some good news? The Doug Steffen Good Day program. This hour, Jennifer and I devote to the news from our perspective. Here's the story from Texas today, Jennifer. It could set a better tone, and that's what we're looking for, is a little better news. And I'm
it's a bright side.
Well, I'm a fan of good news and always try to do my best to find some of the good news. And here's a story that involves a Texas police officer who pulled over a man. Guy had license plates on his car that had expired. Mm-hmm. And so as a gesture of kindness, the police officer, when told by the driver, who is identified as Hayden Carlo, this is Plano, Texas, just outside of Dallas. So he's got expired registration stickers on his car. And he explained to the officer, Mr. Carlo did, that he did not have any money. He couldn't re-register his car because he's broke. I have to feed my children. It's either the children or my car, and I decided that my children came first.
Mm-hmm.
Father of two children. So the police officer wrote Mr. Carlo a citation and gave him a $100 bill with the ticket.
Mm.
So, is that the appropriate way to handle the situation? Kind of reminds me of the story from a few weeks ago where the policeman, in New York, gave
the boots,
the boots to a homeless guy, and it turned out the homeless guy wasn't really that homeless. And the boots were sold, I think.
On eBay. That's such a bummer.
Yeah. But this is the spirit of the season, so kind of bringing it back around to something that's moderately good. I was thinking about Mr. Rogers, actually, mm-hmm. and I'm a Pollyanna, and people like
Mr. Rogers was great.
Neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine?
This comes as many of you are wondering how to talk to your children about what happened in Newtown, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Rogers, who's been dead for almost 10 years now, believe it or not.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I was thinking and imagining, looking at some pictures and some video of things that he was so well known for. He would go around as part of his visitation, visiting schools and cities where he was on the air and so popular. His calm approach and knack for relating to children is something that probably needs to be called upon now. There's a message that's gone viral on Facebook, Jennifer, and I'd like to have us get an update on what we're doing with our social media. PBS Helping Children Deal with Tragic Events webpage is a good place, I think, for us to send people. And we ought to post that on Facebook as well, support others who are suggesting this is a good place. Fred Rogers talks about what his mother taught him when it came to scary situations. He says in part, quote, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You'll always find people who are helping. To this day, especially in times of disaster, I remember my mother's words," Rogers said, "and I'm always comforted by realizing that there are still so many helpers, so many caring people in the world." So there is at PBS, they have a tremendous number of Facebook followers on PBS. These words were attached to a photo of Mr. Rogers interacting with a young child. It has received 48,000 likes so far, and 90,000 people actually have shared it so far. So we'll add it to our list of things that people can check out. When you think about how to help children, if you're lost, you don't know how to talk to people, maybe Sesame Street, maybe things like Mr. Rogers, good place to go for a little inspiration.
Yep.
What do you think? You grew up on Mr. Rogers.
I did. And
you grew up on Sesame Street.
And there was something so comforting about that. And the way Mr. Rogers, I mean, people laugh and, you know, make jokes when you get older. Of course, it looks a little cheesy, but he knew how to talk to children, how to comfort children. It's just, I don't know. He had it in the bag. I would take all kinds of parenting advice from Mr. Rogers, I think.
I would too. Mr. Mike Antrason and his wife Irene expect hundreds of guests to their home this weekend. They won't know most of these people because they are going to be visited by people who actually have found their place to be a destination, a tourist destination.
Mm-hmm.
This fellow has been for 28 years. The area of Morris County where he lives has been a tourist haven at Christmas time because he has dedicated his Christmas activity to placing 75,000 bulbs in a light display. Imagine 75,000 bulbs.
Wow.
He put the switch on, I think, a week or so ago. And then these people started showing up. People want to see the lights. He's been putting them on as soon as it gets dark. People normally have not shown up until the week before Christmas, but apparently this year people are looking early, and so he put the lights up early.
Mm-hmm.
He says the line of cars extends down the block. I remember talking about this last year, as a matter of fact. He started to attract visitors 15 years ago. The police department assigns an officer to direct traffic. Now, isn't this a better way of dealing with something like that rather than the place? What was it? Let me see if I can find it quickly. There was a story last week. I remember being annoyed by it. Some fellow, oh, I know what it was. The guy who had the pickup truck who put 3,500 lights on his pickup truck, and the police cited him for having a highway hazard and told him not to take the lights.
He was driving with many lights? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He had a special generator in the back of the truck. It was a pickup truck, and he had put lights all over the pickup truck, and the generator is what was powering the lights, and he'd drive around town. The police stopped him and gave him a ticket and told him not to be seen again with the with those lights all over the truck. I think that's kind of a shame. In reality.
Yeah. If you have the wherewithal to put your 35,000 lights on your pickup truck and drive around with it, God love you.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, there are lots of these sorts of stories that we now want to go back to. Anne Marie Blackman runs MyUglyChristmasSweater.com.
Uh-huh.
Have you checked it out?
No, I have not.
Anne Marie Blackman, MyUglyChristmasSweater.com. You want to pass that along. All right, so what do we have going on in our social media connections? The Facebook page and our Facebook. It's Facebook.com, Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. What's going on?
Well, you know, we actually have just had some people still posting their reaction to what happened in Newtown.
Yeah, and that's fine.
A couple of people talked about how their kids, what happened with their kids yesterday in school. And so one of our friends, Gloria Jolly, said that her daughter, she picked her up after she got off work, and her daughter Fiona said, "Mom, did you have the news on in your office?" And she said, "No. What did you hear?" And she said, "Well, there was a shooting with these children," and my friend Gloria said, "Oh gosh, how am I going to address this?" I mean, I guess her daughter is of kindergarten age. And she
they
just
were talking about it with kindergartners?
Yeah. Well, somebody had told her about it on the news, and she said, "What did you learn?"
You mean
and
one of the children, one of the other children that she's in kindergarten with?
They were talking about it at school. That's all that was said on there. I'm not sure exactly who it was, but they were talking about it. And I guess Fiona was told that all of the children went to sleep and that they didn't wake up. And so our listener, Mom Gloria, said, well, you know, she quickly changed the subject to trying to get to the Santa train on time. But if she brings it up again, she said, "I just pray for the strength to know how to address this with her in the right way."
See Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
I got Mr. Rogers. What else do you have?
Absolutely. if, let's see, we also were asking if you were addressing this with your kids before they went to school yesterday. And just a few new answers. Joni said, it all begins with God and home. Enough said. So, yes, she was addressing it at home. Tracy said, if I still had children at home, definitely she would. And Mary said, people aren't realizing governments took weapons away from their citizens, not to protect them from other citizens, but to protect the government from their people, in response to someone's post on the gun issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Just, to me, what I'm noticing is that every time you post, there are people who are writing about their kids and giving us some accounts, but then you also have the people that are kind of going back into this gun debate. And
the hard left and the hard right are
going
to lose on this one.
Right.
The hard left and hard right will completely lose this discussion, as well they ought to. But it is much more complicated than just the gun issue, and those of you who think that it's just a gun issue are out to lunch. It isn't. It's all of the things not that I need validation, but I thought it was interesting with some of the email that came to me yesterday. Here's Claudia who says, you still get points for being a libertarian. At least you think once in a while.
Wow.
I'm a libertarian through and through, but I am sick of all of this. And I don't really care. I mean, the gun thing to me isn't a real issue, and it never has been, in the sense that people think that the government's going to take their guns away from them. You can think that. It's not going to happen any more than Roe v. Wade's going to get canceled. But because it makes for great conversation, if you will, or some people think interesting conversation, you don't get anywhere. By the way, the two are so closely related because you go no place. The gun debate never goes any place, never changes. Abortion discussions never change. Capital punishment discussions never change. But in this circumstances, in the here and now, we have to change. Like it or not.
Well, in the same vein, Jesus Garcia just posted on the page, and he said, Doug, what do you think will be the best solution to completely stop all these shootings?
Well, so, I'm not the person to answer that.
In your perfect world, what would it be?
Was he asking me, is it in my perfect world, or are you?
He said, Doug, what do you think will be the best solution to completely stop all these shootings?
I don't think you're going to completely. I want to think that we could or can. I don't know that that's possible as long as things are the way they are. Solving the problem, mental health issues are at the top of my list, frankly, and the violent video games and violence in general and how we underscore it, how we celebrate it. I think that religions are impotent for the most part when it comes to this sort of thing. I thought that most of the stuff that I've seen or heard from the services and the various clergy that were part of that Sunday service down there, there was nothing that came from them that had any value. Is it a problem about people getting married and having children? We were just talking and chuckling about these women who are pregnant out of wedlock. Women who get pregnant just to get pregnant, or they think they can trap a man by getting themselves pregnant. I haven't got a clue about what and children being born into families where the parents are way too young. This is all part of educating, and parents are afraid many times to go against whatever peer pressures their children are feeling. They want to be their friend, and you can't be both. You must be. You and your mother are friends now. I don't know whether you thought you were friends with your mother when you were growing up or not, or friends with your father.
I kind of did, but, you know, as a single mom and as an only child, it was really, it was the two of us. And so our relationship was a really unique one. You know, I mean, I think everybody grows up together in a certain way. I'm sure you did with your kids.
My kids were around, both of us. We were divorced when the children were very young. They grew up around it knowing, however, that they were our priority. We at least were, I don't know whether we were smart enough or it was just that's where our hearts were, that Megan and Brendan were our priority. But if you don't have children as your number one priority and you're a parent, then you ought not to have children. I think that is part of it. Plus, we've become so diverse, and our diversity is not always a positive. I think there are ways, and that's what I thought as I was watching what I believed, and this is me saying this, you can have your own opinions. I thought, again, the service was pretty impotent, or impotent is probably the better way of putting it. Because there's nothing really, I mean, what do you say? I suppose the other side is, what do you say? And at that point, you don't deal with solutions. You just deal with trying to calm people down.
Comfort people,
sure. Comfort people. And whether they did that or not, I don't know. I just, there's so many counters to it. On one hand, you have a news media that is trying to present all of the facets of this story. But on the other hand, they are impotent as well. In fact, they're part of the problem. I don't know that there's not an answer, a quick answer, sir. It took us generations to get here. It's going to take a long time to dig out of the hole. Mm-hmm. 11 minutes for the hour and good day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me. 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
9 before the hour on the Good Day program.
VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to tackle technology. How can we get the information to you to make those tools more applicable to your life? I find Shelley Palmer has a pretty good angle on that. Today he gives us a big warning about potential malware attacks on Samsung mobile or tablet users or for them. So if you have one of those you want to listen up, stand by.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes to save 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, attention Samsung smartphone and tablet owners. Your device is at risk of a malware attack. If you own any mobile device with a Samsung Exynos 4 chip in it, like the Samsung Galaxy S3, both Galaxy Note phones, or the Galaxy Note 10.1 tablet, you're at risk of a RAM dump kernel code injection. And if that sounds nasty, it's because it is. It's the kind of malware that lets hackers get the data you have stored on your device and use it or delete it altogether. Users on the Android developer's thread reached out to Samsung in hopes of providing a patch or update to protect their devices, but Samsung has yet to make an official statement or provide any support. While no attacks have been reported, your phone is at risk until the issue is resolved. So, don't download any sketchy apps. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to get a complete list of affected devices and to learn how to best protect yourself.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or at all plans. Subject to your agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Fine. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hiya, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, the curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we become a biker bus. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
How would you feel if you had an idea that could potentially change the world by solving real-world problems? Bobby Owens has more from one very intelligent student who may have done just that.
The Siemens competition recognizes America's best and brightest students in science, technology, engineering, and math, and awards them scholarships ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Tom McCausland is chairman of the board of the Siemens Foundation. He says today's students can change the world.
Clearly, every big problem we have in the globe today has some solution around technology. So we're going to have people who are breaking the barriers and knowledge to be able to help us make improvements in our lifestyles.
Kenneth and she won a $100,000 scholarship in this year's individual competition.
I created a new and more efficient robotics navigation algorithm that can plan safe paths for robots, which is especially important because virtually all robots have to move around without colliding with surrounding objects and can therefore benefit from my new algorithm.
To see this year's entries and scholarship winners, log on to Siemens-Foundation.org. That's technology now. From Siemens.
I listen in the store, custom listen. A beautiful sound, we all gather around. Meet me in a coffee wonderland.
Happy holidays from Starbucks Coffee Chorus. For Starbucks, the holidays are a time for rekindling traditions that are rooted in more than four decades of passion for coffee, taste of the season, and the holiday spirit. Make Starbucks your destination for all things holiday. A place to treat yourself. Pick out the perfect gift. Reminisce and make new memories this season.
Starbucks coffee. Come sip a cup of coffee with me or tea. Or maybe a cappuccino. Starbucks coffee. Come drink a latte with me tonight.
Boom. Boom,
boom, boom, boom.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.